Today, April 23rd, is the feast day of St. George. St. George is the patron saint of England, so it's not surprising that many churches in the Anglican tradition are named after him. Ironically, St. George wasn't English, nor did he ever visit England, at least during his earthly life. Born in Cappadocia, modern-day Turkey, in the 3rd century, he was one of the most famous of early martyrs whose veneration as a soldier saint was widespread. Some accounts describe St. George as an officer in the Roman army. He was probably martyred in Palestine in the early 4th century during the persecution under Roman Emperor Diocletian for refusing to offer sacrifice to a pagan god. Accounts of his martyrdom and other aspects of his life contain much legendary material that can't be taken literally. Pilgrims to the Holy Land in the 7th and 8th centuries were visitors to his shrine at Lydda, now Lod in Israel. But it was during the time of the Crusades that the renown of St. George as a protector in warfare and against dangerous diseases really spread. Known in Britain and Ireland long before the Norman conquests beginning in 1066, St. George's connection with England deepened in the 14th century. English armies in the Hundred Years' War sought the protection of St. George, and his feast day was made a national festival after the Battle of Agincourt in 1415. If you remember your Shakespeare, "Cry God for Harry, England, and St. George," was the battle cry from Henry V at Agincourt, and warriors reported that they saw their patron saint on the battlefield fighting for the victorious English. In 1348, King Edward III founded the Order of the Garter as the highest order of chivalry in the nation and named St. George as patron. During the 17th and 18th centuries, St. George's feast was a holy day of obligation for Roman Catholics, and Pope Benedict XIV recognized him as the protector of England. However, Venice, Genoa, Portugal, Ethiopia, and Catalonia also claim St. George as their patron saint. Artistic depictions of St. George often show him as a young knight slaying a dragon. The legend of the slaying of the dragon comes from the Middle Ages, popularized in The Golden Legend, a book written around 1260. Of course, the dragon is representative of evil, or the devil. These days, we seem to have many dragons threatening all that is holy and good. St. George, we need your protection once again.